Win after win, state after state, Donald Trump has figured out how to lead the Republican presidential race by promoting ideas that hope to scale back civil liberties, impose protectionist laws, enact a bomb-friendly foreign policy, create barriers with other nations, and... Wait a second, this stuff sounds kind of familiar. Huh. That's because everything this wailing orange suitcase of crazy talks about is just a repackaged form of attitudes and policies pushed by mainstream conservatives and Republicans for decades. In fact, here are six ways conservatives and the GOP originated all of Donald Trump's ideas. You might even say they created him. Number six, the goddamn wall Trump keeps talking about.
I'm the one that wants the wall. I'm the one that can build the wall.
I'm not gonna pay for that fucking wall.
It's not even an original idea. Republicans have been ginning up their base with demands for some kind of barrier with Mexico for years.
And complete the dang fence.
I'll also complete the fence.
Build the dang fence!
And of course, there have been the various bills in Congress through the years that promise to secure the fence or finish the fence.
Pleased that you all are here to witness the signature of the Secure Fence Act of 2006.
Of reinforced double-layer fencing along the southern border of the United States.
700 miles of fencing on the border.
The only difference between Trump and Republicans on this is that Trump sells this shitty idea with as much gusto as a late-night infomercial.
Billy Mays here with Zorbies.
He will build the wall.
It has the strength and the muscle.
A big, beautiful,
powerful vacuum action.
Powerful wall.
Which brings us to number five, a big middle finger to immigrants. Who knows where Donald Trump learned this load of shit about immigrants from Mexico?
When Mexico sends its people, they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists.
But pay attention, because his rhetoric isn't that far off from writers and contributors past and present at conservative magazine Apartheid's National Review.
Just that immigration is out of control. The country is being transformed against its will.
High levels of immigration are incompatible with the goals and characteristics of modern society.
Immigrants to this country have to learn English.
At the same time, I think the impact on the voters has been to push them in the direction of saying, look, the social fabric of America is being destroyed.
So why won't National Review put a ring on Trump?
They're important lessons he has for the Republican Party, but is a deeply flawed vessel.
Sorry, Donald. National Review just isn't interested in dating you publicly yet. For now, they're just going to fill you up in the backseat of a car and deny it later. Number four is taking a shit on Muslims.
I think Islam hates us.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Oh, Don, your dangerous ideas are only eclipsed by your chances of getting melanoma from a tanning bed. That being said, at least Republican Congressman Peter King of New York called out Trump's ban as nutso on its face.
Donald Trump always takes it to the extreme, and he takes it to the extreme, which really goes beyond American values.
Except that King is probably the worst person in Washington to criticize anyone for going beyond American values with Muslims.
Unfortunately, we have too many mosques in this country.
Ouch. And boy, does he want to make their lives a living hell through surveillance and profiling.
I believe there should be much more surveillance in the Muslim community here in the United States.
Hey, just like another guy we know.
I want surveillance of these people, and I don't care.
Number three is that whole defense spending, peace through strength bullshit.
We need to build our military so big, so strong, so powerful, that nobody is going to mess with us.
You hear that clapping? It's because conservative elites have had war boners ever since the Cold War started. They've been really successful in graining it into their base that the only way to achieve peace is through buying a lot of bombs and bullets and kickass and stuff. Although they prefer the phrase American strength.
But we want to be so strong and have a military so capable and a president so committed to American strength that no one would ever test our resolve.
American strength is necessary to deal with these threats.
It's not American strength that's provocative, as Obama believes. It's American weakness.
Okay. You know, we're going to make it so strong nobody's going to want to mess. That's really what we have to do.
Number two is Chinese trade protectionism.
Let me tell you about China.
We're going to take on new trade deals with China.
Chinese currency cheating. They beat us by manipulating their currency.
I'm totally open to a tariff if they don't treat us fairly.
Labeling a country a currency manipulator and sparking a possible trade war may be a dumb idea for a presidential candidate. Former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney seemed to think so when he derided Trump in a recent speech.
His proposed 35% tariff-like penalties would instigate a trade war, and that would raise prices for consumers, kill our export jobs, and lead entrepreneurs and businesses of all stripes to flee America.
You're probably seeing where this is going by now. Romney advocated for something very, very close to Trump's plan for China back when he was running for president in 2012.
Big endorsement from Mr. Trump today.
Very pleased. He's a man who's created a lot of jobs, and he shares my concern about China.
Wow, this shit is straight out of the Twilight Zone.
I will label China a currency manipulator.
They are the single greatest currency manipulator that's ever been on this planet.
Once that label has been affixed, the president is able to apply tariffs.
You can't deal in China without tariffs.
Where the president believes that their unfair trade practices have cost American jobs or killed American industries.
Oh, come the fuck on. Okay, here's the number one way GOPers and conservatives created Donald Trump.
I'm here because I'm a guest of Vice President Bush.
They've been inviting him to speak at their events for years. No, seriously. Trump has been invited to conservative events for years to rally crowds and walk around to the Apprentice theme and improvise speeches on the fly.
In short, as conservatives, we have to appreciate someone like Donald Trump and his values.
From the Conservative Political Action Conference to GOP convention events to endorsements of failed presidential candidates to, of all things, the Family Leadership Summit. Yeah, Donald Trump, the guy who once joked about dating his daughter, gave a speech at a family leadership event and got applause.
Wow, thank you very much. That's really nice. Thank you.
If anything explains Trump's popularity, it's conservatives playing God and inviting him to be a part of their movement. Then, when they were too obsessed with people's sex lives and starting wars in the Middle East and stuff, he became their monster candidate. Let's just hope he doesn't kill anyone this election season.
He could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters.